USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Reports say all of the Memphis police officers involved in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols have been charged and are behind bars. Shelby County DA Steve Mulroy.
While each of the five individuals played a different role in the incident in question, the actions of all of them resulted in the death of Tyree Nichols, and they are all responsible.
Nichols, a black man, died in the hospital days after January 7th traffic stop involving five city police officers. Some of the classified documents found in President Biden's possession have been there for a very long time.
The latest discovery of classified documents in the home of President Biden dates back to his time in the Senate, which ended more than a decade ago. Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas says this is too important to be swept under the rug.
All politicians, regardless of party, need to be held accountable for what they're doing with classified documents.
In the case of the current president, Roy says there are questions about Biden's ties to China and Ukraine that could affect foreign policy. I'm Lance Pry.
Top Democrats are calling on the Federal Trade Commission to investigate a company they say is marketing a small rifle to children. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer accused We One Tackle of breaking the law in its advertising of its JR-15 rifle. Schumer said the rifle shouldn't see the light of day. If you can't find Newsmax on your TV, John Schaefer might be able to help you.
DirecTV is dropping the conservative network, the company saying that Newsmax demanded a rate increase. But Newsmax officials say the move amounts to nothing more than censorship and is an act of blatant political discrimination. Earlier this month, congressional Republicans wrote a letter to DirecTV's CEO saying Congress is going to conduct thorough oversight on the extent to which House Democrats collude with private companies to limit First Amendment rights.
That's John Schaefer reporting. This is USA News.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Smartphone sales are taking a huge plunge. A new report from market research firm IDC shows smartphone shipments globally fell more than 18% year over year in the fourth quarter of 2022. The decline is due to lack of consumer demand, inflation, and economic uncertainties. Today marks 3 years since basketball legend Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others died in a helicopter crash in Southern California. It happened in Calabash as they were heading to Gianna Bryant's basketball game. Kobe was 41 at the time of the crash, while Gianna was just 13. George Santos has a bobblehead. Julio Flores has more.
New York Congressman George Santos is getting his own bobblehead doll. The National Bobblehead Hall of Fame says the embattled Republican will have two versions, a standard one and another one with an elongated nose like Pinocchio. The museum says it will donate $5 from each sale to dog-related GoFundMe campaigns. This after a New Jersey veteran claimed Santos stole money from a GoFundMe effort that was supposed to be for his dog's surgery.
Chipotle is looking to hire 15,000 restaurant workers ahead of the spring season. The chain is worried about having enough employees to meet the demand of its busiest time of the year, which runs from March to May. The Department of Veterans Affairs says it placed over 40,000 homeless veterans into permanent housing last year. Dave Collins, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.